So we're working on creating that magic wand. And now moving to the third mission or center, which is enabling key applications. These are the kind of applications we have sort of defined and embarked on implementing. Some of them, I'll show you some. If Gil allow me, give me some time. I'm not sure, I'm not keeping track of time. Locating alerts, locating objects, finding out your TV remote, controlling home appliances such as radio, AC control, just basically lamps. Also cooking, you want to cook. How do you read instruction on the back of the food packet? How can you really set the microwave? It just gets a little tiring. You need to automate most of these activities. Alerts and alarms when you get mail in the mailbox, when the time comes to take your medication. A lot can be actually automated. A lot of application can be packaged to help and assist elders. Doing grocery shopping, nothing is more tiring than going to a grocery store because everybody has to read, especially when you have restrictions. And the font is too small, it's tiring, so you need assistance. You need somebody to tell you yes or no quickly. And that could be the barcode scanner on your phone, tell you yay, yeah, no. And then when it's no, you just throw it away. Put it back on the shelf, I mean. Okay. Other applications, more entrenched, is integrating indoor and outdoor location sensing. You don't want the elder or the elder with disability, visual disability, to feel that there is difference between indoor and outdoor. Just hide that from the user. Map maker navigation. People getting out of the bus get lost. They don't know which direction to turn. It just gets harder. So you need assistance right at that point of completing the few a few meter, a few miles, a few whatever of the trip. And we have more application. I will just skip quickly to move into the framework and I'll get my time for myself to show you some video. Okay. So building all this, we don't want to hack things in. We need to create a uniform framework of smart environment or assistive environments and assistive devices. We need to first integrate both of them and create that framework that is open and that allow for technology insertion. As new technology come in, if a wireless network technology comes tomorrow that we didn't hear about today and it's more advantageous, we do not want to throw away or redo what we have done. So zero configuration is a very important concept to us. No engineering, even though we are engineers, but the idea is the net result should not require engineers. That is extremely critical. So we're focused on service discovery protocols. Service discovery exists today, like UPnP and other protocols, but we're looking at pervasive service discovery. A discovery environment where if you just move your hand from here to there, different services are discovered. That scale of service discovery is what we're looking at right now. We're also looking at wireless sensors. Everybody's looking at it. We don't know actually what we can achieve there. We might invent ourselves. We might use other people's technology, but it's important to us. Ultrasonic indoor location services is very high on our agenda. It's enabling a lot of applications. And finally, a methodology to compose applications. So if there is a need tomorrow morning, if the doctor prescribes a medication today, we need that in the future, a doctor can prescribe that a detection need to be made if elders go to the bathroom midnight more often. That's what the doctor needs to actually figure out. And we need the doctor just specify that at a very high level. We need to automate the composition of application on top of services. So that's a vision, of course. I don't think it's far-fetched. But if you do service discovery, if you package things as services, composing services should be easy and or should be possible. We don't know exactly who's going to play that role, the doctor himself, other service agents. It could be just creating new industry, new services. We don't know. But we want to enable the community that need to detect health conditions to get interacting with the smart house. This is an example of showing you how we're actually buying into standard, trying to affect standard. The ultrasonic location system that I showed you came to us from Australia from a small company called Hexamite that actually offered the technology at an amazing low price compared to the rest of the league. We had to buy into them because the price was so sensational. We cannot just spend our money on that. The product came in a shoebox, and every piece was labeled with a small little piece of paper and scotch tape on top of it. So just firsthand, we looked at it and said, oh my God, we just lost our money. As it turned out, we didn't lose anything. It was just raw technology. We had to really assemble it. We had to go and write very low-level code. We built up that whole system. And the day it worked, it was fantastic news. The way we got control over it, tuning it, was even more great news. But after we did all this, the question is, who's going to do this for the next house? How can we communicate what we have done to others? We had to cast our effort into a standardized process. And that's where we looked at OSGI. It came to us like a great mechanism. OSGI is an open services gateway initiative that was initiated by Sun. Now it's an organization by itself. IBM is now pushing very hard for that initiative. And what we have done is we have worked a little extra hard, and we created what's called an OSGI bundle for this Hexamite technology. And then that made the technology available in an easier way. Another can use a bundle directly. Okay, I don't know if I have time for video or not, but that's the end of my presentation.
We just entered the next session without a break.
Okay.
So I leave it to you.
Whatever. We'd like to see something. Okay. Well, I'll be selective in this case. Just show you a couple of clips. Okay. So. Let's see. The phone talked to the person that somebody's at the door in case she's hard of hearing.
Oh, it's you, Seth.
Based on her location, now you see the tag on her shoulder.
Unlocked door.
A monitor showed up, show her who's a visitor. And then she's able to unlock the door by just saying a locked door. So I'm not going to bore you with the rest, but basically we have application for door. Modia is like an entertainment application to simplify entertainment or home theater systems. Mail is when you get mail, a similar notification come to you. Appliance control is where you turn on and off light by just saying light or dark. We did not say light on, light off, because you have to help the limited capability of voice recognition on the phone. We must be help it, because it's a little primitive at now. If you say light and dark, there is much higher probability of actually understanding than saying light on, light off. So these kind of things. And this is a cognitive assistant application. This is Matilda is a mock-up lady with motors in her leg, because we do a lot of location-based stuff. So basically, the students need to be able to move her in the smart house without intervening so much. There's more stuff I can show you, so now I'm running out of time. Later in the break, I will leave the laptop here. I can show you more if you're interested. Thanks again.
Thank you.